The Land Trusts Gather. Inspiration from around the country at the 2024 LTA Rally. Are you going to rally? Was a question I've heard throughout my career in land conservation. It has been, since 1985, a time for land trusts across the country to gather and share their knowledge, their experiences, their trials, and their tips for success. Rally happens every year in a different location, including virtual during the height of the pandemic, and the number of attendees has grown from about 250 in the early days to over 2,300 this year. This was, in fact, my first rally, and it was indeed inspiring. Since it was held in New England, it was easy to get there and participate. I was inspired to see many of our wildlands, woodlands, farmlands, and communities partners at the conference, embodying the message of an integrated approach to land conservation. Rally 2024 was inspiring, motivating, and, well, overwhelming. There was so much to take in, so many connections to make. Here are some of the highlights that stood out to me. Northeast Wilderness Trust, NEWT, had an especially big presence. This started with a field trip to Muddy Pond Wilderness Preserve, which grounded people for the days of conference sitting ahead. NEWT staff and trustees, with colleagues from around the country, gave several presentations to standing room only crowds. Mark Anderson, Susie O'Keefe, and Ramona Peters of the Mashpee Wampanoag and director of the Native Land Conservancy made a case for untrammeled wilderness. Shelby Perry, Caitlin Mather, and two practitioners from other areas of the United States talked about conserving wilderness on the ground. And Tom Lotzenheiser of Mass Audubon and I talked about how we can protect more old-growth forests. It was clear from the response to the NEWT talks that land trust staff everywhere are hungry for knowledge of how to create and steward wildlands. Other WWF&C partners and friends at the conference included New England Forestry Foundation, American Farmland Trust, Trustees of Reservations, and the Nature Conservancy. Woven through the conference was a variety of indigenous perspectives. Leaders of the Narragansett tribe led the opening session. An especially inspiring session was led by five indigenous women who talked about the significance of indigenous cultural landscapes, the role of indigenous science, and the importance of traditional ecological knowledge in the resurgence of land rematriation within indigenous communities and land trusts in the East. We were introduced to Indigenous East, which is creating a network of indigenous-led protected areas in the eastern United States. Learn about other gatherings that connected and inspired us in the fall of 2024 in this issue.